Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are we really a free country when a county executive when a county executive says, "I have the power," and issues mandates? When the mayor of New York City says, "If you want to work in New York City, your employer must require a vaccine for you to work." Now, on a totally different front, maybe this is the wrong audience to bring this to. I don't know, but I'll put it out there. In addition to all the COVID stuff we've been getting into and the mandates, and remember, you guys told me a few weeks ago, because I did a show on it. I said, "Do you guys want me to keep talking about COVID?" Because I got the sense some of you were COVID burned out. And you said, "Yeah, when there's something to talk about COVID." So that is exactly what I'm doing. Let's go to one of the other things, too, is the new stadium. Now, look, I don't go to games. At this point in my life, it's much easier for me to sit on my half moons at home, get a better view, not have some drunk puking in my lap. Not into people puking in my lap. Well, it tends to ruin the game, the whole experience, when somebody blows chunks in your chunk. But anyway, Josh is in the next room. Herr Josh Schmidt. I once called him Jacob Schmidt because I kept thinking of the children's song, which you probably have heard once or twice. But you were watching the Winds at the stadium.
Yeah, I was on Twitter during one of our breaks, and I saw a video of the flags. They looked like they were about to get ripped off the poles. I mean, it was crazy. And ESPN actually announced they won't be doing the sky cam tonight for the game because of how bad the winds are.
Whoa. And yeah. How about the goalposts?
Oh, yeah. And the uprights, like the two uprights that are sticking up, you can see they're individually swaying. It's nuts. I mean, it's a good thing they're implanted probably pretty far in the ground, because if not, I think they'd probably tip over.
They're like they're like the wacky inflatable arm guy waving around.
Yeah, almost. Yeah, it's looking pretty windy out there. I mean, right now out by us, the wind gusts are about 48 miles an hour, and the average like breeze. Oh no, it's dropped down to 36, but the average breeze is 24.
Yeah.
But okay, that's still speeding in a school zone.
The wind should be busted. And if Mark Poling cars, you have the power to control the wind and part the sea. but was I going to ask you? Oh, do you go to many of the games?
I've been to a few. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I mean, I've been to a few, but not lately, not recently.
Well, I went to the preseason game against the Packers, and that was. That was a good time. That was that really hot preseason game they had.
Yes. Okay. Now, that being considered, one of the questions I want to put out there is this. If they build a stadium, and I don't care if they build it downtown or Orchard Park, even though we all know it's going to be in Orchard Park, despite what the newspaper might have said yesterday or a couple of days ago. I didn't read it. It came to be on my Google News feed. I didn't actively seek it. It came to me in a vision. But would you rather go to a game outside, or would you rather sit under a dome, Herr Schmidt?
Honestly, I like the idea of a dome, but at the same time, I don't, because everyone always says, like, look at Lambeau Field, look at Soldier Field. They use the elements to their advantage, but for some reason, this team doesn't look like they can use the elements to their advantage. So, personally, I don't care, but I think it'd be better for all if there was a dome.
You're not just saying that because you're doing this show.
No, no, I really think that. I honestly, it's tough because like I said, I'm up in the air. I'm kind of impartial to it. I don't really care as long as it stays in Orchard Park. I don't think it should go downtown at all, but that's obviously a different argument.
Yeah, I mean, that's I'm going to put this question out to you guys, and that is, they're going to build a new stadium, and my question to you is, should it have a dome or should it not have a dome? And I especially want to hear from those of you who go to games. Now, I have a friend, I won't name him, but he's very left-wing. And he actually would prefer a dome. And the way he said it made a lot of sense to me. I'm going to pay to see the finest athletes in the National Football League doing what they do. I don't want weather, like the weather we're going to experience tonight, to have an impact on what should be a skill game featuring the skills of players that will be adversely affected. I mean, you know, Josh can throw for negative yardage just with the wind.
I can throw. I'm going to be playing tonight.
Well, no, Josh Allen. I mean, I won't be watching the game. I will be amongst a group of people who have the game on. You ain't buying that, are you?
Here's a monkey wrench for you. What about a retractable dome?
No, not a retractable dome, and I will tell you why. Places that have retractable domes, you can look this up online. The internet never lies. But the places that have retractable domes don't retract them. You know why? Because every time they do, it's thousands of dollars in electricity.
Well, and we don't want a Vikings incident where the retractable dome collapses because of the snow.
No. And by the way, what in the hell is the NFL having a team, the Vikings? Does anybody know what the Vikings did? Let me tell you what the Vikings did. They went into monasteries in England and took archbishops hostage and then killed them with clubs over the head. The Vikings raped, rampaged, and pillaged over most of the world, including into Russia and Europe and France, the Normandy, D-Day, Normandy, Norseman, Northman. It was a Viking settlement. And everywhere the Vikings went, you know what they did? They traded slaves. They traded in flesh. So I think the Vikings name is very inappropriate to civilized society. To honor a group of people who were bloodlusty barbarians seems absurd to me.
I didn't mean to take you off onto a tangent there.
No, I didn't. I wanted to go on one. It had been a while. And by the way, too, somebody sent me the link. Actually, somebody sent me a link with dork on it. I'm a dork. I didn't send it to you. I have no idea what this person is getting at. Did anybody use the Erie County snitch site to snitch on a business? I would not do that. Here's what I think everybody should do. Everybody should snitch on every single business in Erie County. Flood the system. Snitch on every single business. Let them waste their time chasing mice that run into holes. I think everybody should do the form. I mean, I like the idea of Mark Poloncarz snitching on him, but seriously, snitch on every single business you can think of. Overwhelm the system. That is a fundamental if you believe in civil disobedience, that's one of the ways it works. You overwhelm the powers that be. If you snitch on every business, then the business, they're going to waste their time chasing their tails. Anybody like that idea? I don't care if the business is enforcing masks or not. Say they're not, and then make the county go out and waste their time. Make the enforcement people go out and waste their time.
At least they'll be actually doing work in their overtime then.
Oh, I can't comment on that. But as far as the Erie County snitch site, I seriously, if I had the time, I would just go through the phone book. Yep, 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 yep. Yep, that's where I saw a violation. Yep, yep, yep. Well, Mr. Bowerly, you put your name and number down in your email. You go to a lot of... Absolutely, Mark. I single-handedly support the Erie County restaurant and bar economy. So I think everybody should report like 10 businesses a day. Just randomly report them, okay? And then, like I said, what you do What I'm telling you guys is actually true. Civil disobedience in part means you overwhelm the system. They can't possibly process all the incoming data. I think that's a dandy idea. I think the idea of snitching on businesses in Erie County. You know, if you were some entrepreneur from Florida or Texas and you were thinking, you know, I think I'd like to locate in Buffalo, New York, Erie County, and then you realize that the Erie County executive had a snitch website set up so people could snitch on a county executive's mandate, which may or may not be law. I mean, he's citing part of the state laws, 24-7. I think it's the state officer's law, state public officials law, 24-7, that gives him the power, okay? But, you know, just because something is given to you doesn't mean you have to take it. I mean, think about that. Just because you have the ability to do something doesn't mean you do it. If somebody breaks into my house, I have the legal right to kill them. Now, there's a couple of things that I really should basically prove before I do. But if somebody breaks into my house, that doesn't mean I have to kill them. It doesn't mean I have to use deadly physical force. I could, but I don't have to. I'd prefer not to. I'd prefer just to say, I believe you have broken into the wrong place. You're going to now sit on your knees until the police come, and I will watch you very carefully. I have the right to do that. I could kill him, but I'm not going to do that. If I can get somebody to get him out of there alive, I don't want to kill anybody. What the hell would I want to do that for? I mean, but I would absolutely be ready to use deadly physical force. It doesn't mean that I absolutely would, even if I could use deadly physical force, because frankly, I don't want the drama in my life, and I don't want the civil lawsuit to follow, even if I'm criminally cleared, which I would be because I know the law, Article 35 of the New York State Penal Code. But, you know, a lot of it depends on what time of the day it is. A lot of it depends on my assessment of fear. I mean, you know, if it's some 5-year-old kid who accidentally got lost and thought he was getting into mommy's house, how the hell would I feel? I mean, you got to ask yourself questions like that. You know, like Alec Baldwin. You got to use Alec Baldwin's common sense when it comes to firearms, folks. By the way, why is he still walking around unindicted? I'm sorry, if I did or you did what Alec Baldwin did, you would be in the hot seat legally. New Mexico law has a statute that deals with exactly this crime, and Alec Baldwin needs to be indicted. All right, guys, are you in the minority when it comes to opposing the mandates? And in New York City, the mayor there, de Blasio, a communist, wants the businesses in New York City. He's demanding that only vaccinated people now can work in New York City. That rat-infested, flea-bitten pee hole of what used to be a great city when Rudolph Giuliani, who fell into disfavor because he dared support Donald Trump, when Giuliani was in charge, and right after that, New York was a very lovable city. I used to go there quite a bit. I wouldn't go to New York City now if you paid me. I mean, basically, it's dirty, it's verminous, the cops don't want to do anything. I don't blame the cops because they're not going to get any support, and they're all counting the days until they can retire and get their time in and get out with the pension. I don't blame them one bit. Anything they do, they're going to get sued, or they're going to have to answer to the mayor. Let's go to Scott in, I'm not sure, Scott in Scott's something or other. Scott in Scott's car. Okay, Scott, you're in your car. What's up?
A little background. I'm within days of the same age as you are. I'm healthy, always been healthy. I have friends and family that have been vaccinated. Don't have a problem with either way. But what I do have a problem with is them telling me I need to be vaccinated for no reason. It's not going to do me any good. This stupid mask mandate thing is the biggest joke, and they follow the science. Somebody's got to show me where the science is going to do anything to prove that it works.
Oh, the science is right on the box where it says this mask will not prevent COVID-19.
Exactly, and neither will that handkerchief over your mouth.
Right, I mean, I'm the face diaper. And then, did you see LeBron James's kid over the weekend playing basketball with the chin diaper? Even LeBron James tweeted out about that. He said, excuse me, but this is ridiculous. And LeBron didn't wear a mask. He was sitting courtside.
Exactly.
See, he's got power. LeBron James has more power than Mark Poloncarz, just for the record.
And it's just over our life.
Probably a much bigger Twitter following, too.
Over our lifetime, I've just gotten to the point where I've heard so much garbage coming from so many places that I'm just tired of it all.
Well, you know, Scott, thank you. You're like every man. Keep talking. Keep preaching.
If you remember, right, when we were kids, everybody had to worry about global cooling. We're all going to freeze.
Now, no, it was we will freeze to death in the dark. ABC, I believe it was, did a show. We will freeze to death in the dark. Then they started talking about global warming. That didn't work, so they changed it to climate change. And the joke about climate change is the climate has always been changing. And I always like to point this out. The climate didn't change, folks. 50,000 years ago, I would be doing this show underneath a mile of ice over Amherst.
Everything runs in cycles. And it'll go from getting colder to getting warmer to getting colder again. These government people that are trying to tell us what we need to do and don't need to do, they lie through their teeth so much. You can't believe a single word you hear from anywhere, including the news. When this election process started, that Biden was elected, I kept saying it's going to get to the courts and the courts are going to make sure everything is done legit. All they did is hide under their dresses. I've just had it with everything involved. I don't even listen to the news anymore.
The key in 2024 is for the MAGA people to get out so many people that they can't possibly even steal it. They can't even possibly write an algorithm that's going to steal the election, like I believe they did in 2020. I thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. I'm sorry, but you don't go to bed at night being told Donald Trump, you know, there's a better than 50-50 chance. I think it was like a 70 or a 60% chance, 68%. It was very, very high. Donald Trump will be reelected. I wake up in the morning, President-elect Joe Biden. What the hell? Oh, I guess they must have found exactly the number of votes they needed, exactly where they needed to find them, when they needed to find them, overnight when counting was supposed to have stopped. Sure, I believe the 2020 election was legit. Sure. I also believe that Josh here started the Chicago fire.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doesn't make it so. So there is a protest. Sorry, I just wanted Steven to get his full check there and let it run a little longer. Anyway, I don't want to short the guy, you know. I met Steven Stills. Steven Stills loves being a rock star. He has. He's not a real tall guy. He's got some of the biggest hands I've ever seen. I shook his hand. It was like, dude, really? Like, your hand is about five times the size of mine. Are you kidding me? I don't know. Maybe it just seemed that way. But he was a real nice guy. Graham Nash, real nice guy. David Crosby was coked up and didn't have a chance to really talk to him. But he did walk past me, I think, on the way to score, which was interesting. That was the Niagara Falls Convention Center, the show they did back in the 80s, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. That was prior to the David Crosby Money for Guns and Drugs tour. That was a solo act. Anyway, welcome. It is Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. Okay, so a bunch of people A dozen people. Now, it was, well, we say 500 people. Polling car says 300 people showed up to support a week of civil disobedience of the so-called mandates in Erie County. So while we are doing that in Western New York, I don't know if you've heard about this, but in New York City, I have alluded to this a few times. My goodness, hold on. You know, my fingers sometimes are just too big. I don't want you to say anything, but I can't type. Oh, come on. De Blasio mandate. Let's see what comes up. There we go. Got it. Thank you. I knew I could do it sooner or later. Yeah. All right. New York City Mayor de Blasio announces COVID vaccine mandate for private sector workers. Is there anybody who thinks that polling cars doesn't dream at night about doing the same thing for Erie County? Because I don't know if he's told you, but he's got the power. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio today issued a preemptive strike mandating that all private sector employees in the Big Apple be vaccinated against COVID-19 amid the new threat posed by the Omicron variant beginning December 27th. Folks, the virus is mutating. The early indication is, this is me, not the Fox News article, the early indication is it's more easy to catch, but it's less lethal, just like they said about Delta and what Dr. McCullough and Dr. Orient said on this show on many occasions. With COVID, just like the Spanish flu, you can expect many variants, and each variant likely will be weaker than the other one. Tom, did you know the Spanish flu is still out there? No, I didn't, doctor. Yes, but it's so attenuated that we don't even know it now. Well, that's fascinating stuff. All right. So de Blasio, whose term is set to expire in a matter of weeks, broke the news during an interview on Morning Joe. So we've got Omicron as a new factor. We've got the colder weather, which is really going to create additional challenges with the Delta variant. We've got holiday gatherings. We in New York City have decided to use a preemptive strike to really do something bold to stop the further growth of COVID. They're mandating that all private sector workers get vaccinated, in addition to requiring vaccine proof for indoor dining. Fitness and entertainment for children 5 to 11. Program now requires two vaccine doses up from one. But the bottom line is vaccine mandate for all private sector workers. You know, we heard from a local doctor who no longer is a local doctor, Dr. Obst from Sisters. She quit her job because for religious reasons, and she was not supported by a religious hospital, Sisters Hospital. I mean, hey, how can a Sisters Hospital, I'm sorry, how can they not support a Catholic doctor in her religious beliefs? That sounds like a bunch of baloney to me. I almost used a stronger word. How can you call yourself, I mean, do you call yourself a Catholic hospital? I mean, Sisters Hospital to me implies it's a Catholic hospital. I mean, I should really know this, but you would think that they would support a Catholic doctor's decision. She did file for a religious exemption, and it's still pending like 3 weeks after she filed for it. I might remind you that the Constitution of the United States, First Amendment, allows you the right to freely exercise your religion. And even if you're like me, that doesn't mean any religion whatsoever. You are free to exercise your religion. It doesn't say unless there's a pandemic or unless it's a vaccine involving fetal stem cells. I mean, it doesn't say that. Now, does it? Free exercise of religion. So you're saying, well, why did Dr. Obst, who is an obstetrician gynecologist, and it's kind of interesting, obstetrician, Dr. Obst. Aha, she married into the name. I got that out of her. But anyway, she had to resign because if the ruling goes against her, she will be fired. And if you are fired and you are a doctor and you lose your privileges at a hospital or your license to practice in a state, don't think that would be affected. But if you lose a job in a hospital and you lose your privileges at a hospital, you go to apply for a medical license in Florida or Texas, where she's taking her husband and her five kids. So that's Western New York's loss and their gain. She would have to explain, well, here's why I lost my privileges at Sisters Hospital, and it's a big pain in the ass. You know, oh, really? Well, why? How bad a doctor were you? And actually, she is a great doctor. A lot of people sent me emails to tell me she was a great doctor. But, folks, I mean, does anybody else see the idiocy of Hochul and de Blasio and Poland Cars? You know, Poland Cars is one of these guys. He thinks he's a super genius. He thinks he's the smartest guy in the world. And I'll be the first to tell you, I don't. I think I'm the dumbest guy in the world. So you don't have to worry about that. I'm stupid, and I know it, and I'm kind of proud to be stupid, okay? But Poland Cars thinks he's a super freaking genius, all right? And let me get this straight. You fire trained nurses and doctors quit because they won't be vaccinated, and you call in National Guard people to staff the hospitals. Really? Well, you know what, Kathy? You know what, Mark? I don't want a National Guardsman doing open heart surgery on me again. Okay? Sorry. Not into that. I don't want a National Guardsman trying to insert the needle into my vein. Okay? They're not trained for it. I don't know what the hell they're going to do at hospitals, but given a choice between trained medical professionals at every level of medical practice and National Guards people, and no disrespect to people in the National Guard, I love you, but what a waste. You know, if you're going to mobilize the National Guard, they ought to be mobilized to get the ships from California through the Panama Canal to Florida, offloaded in Florida, and then the trucks get the goods out of Florida and to the rest of the U.S. And what you don't know about the California thing is a lot of trucks can't even operate in California because they're older and they don't meet California's commie leftist liberal air quality standards. So there's a lot of trucks out there that could be moving goods and stocking shelves, but they can't even go into the state of California or they'll get pulled over and they'll get violated and written up and it ain't worth it. So liberalism left. Actually, you know what? It's not even liberalism anymore. It's outright Marxism. It's outright control of you. We have entered, my friends, into a dystopian era that I never thought I would see coming in the United States of America. I mean, I'll tell you what, how about this? What if the minority, and I don't mean racial minority, I mean population minority, what if people on social services were told, oh, you're of childbearing years, you cannot have a child while on social services because you are simply adding to the tax burden, which is not beneficial to the business climate in Erie County. What if we said that? If you're on social services, no kids. Because if you're on social services, you can't afford kids. Why not say that? Why not say, you know, in light of the Malthusian population available resources configurations. Remember Thomas Malthus, population grows some way and then the supply of goods grows the higher way. Okay, we got more people living on this planet than ever before. What if the likes of Mark Poland Cars and Kathy Hochul said, you know, China has a good idea. One child per couple sounds like a great plan. And that's why a lot of Chinese girls get murdered by their parents because they didn't want girls, they wanted boys. Carry on the family name, you know. I mean, we couldn't live without another Wang. So it's a very popular name in China. Wang would be another pronunciation of it. But it's a real serious thing. I mean, Chinese girls are murdered because the parents wanted a boy. And it ain't just a Chinese thing either. There's a lot of cultures that are very male-oriented and very non-female-oriented. God, it happens in this country. But anyway, I digress. Think about all the other regulations and rules that could be imposed by mandate. In the name of public health, we shall outlaw the chicken wing. We know that it's going to be shown tonight on Monday Night Football. They're going to show wings swirling around in a big metal bowl, probably at the Anchor Bar. But they are very bad for you. Heart disease, number one killer in the world, in America. Once every 37 seconds, somebody dies of heart disease. And here we are, pimping and publicizing on a national football broadcast, one of the most evil, heart-unhealthy foods in the world, the chicken wing. I'm Mark Poloncarz, in the name of the public good, because I have the right, under the Public Officers Act 24-7, I have the right to look out for the public good. Hey, heart disease is an epidemic. I got to stop it. No more wings, no more pizza. From now on, it's sushi and it's tofu, baby. Enjoy it, love it, or leave it. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Paul in Lancaster. Hello, Paul. Paul, you...
Yep.
Yes, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, sounded like you were preoccupied. I get that way, too, very often.
My back turned to the phone.
No, that's cool. I've got, like, ADHD, so I totally relate.
There you go, young man. Thank you so much for taking the call. We're blessed in Western Europe to have this radio station on the air. My point that I'll get to right away is I agree with you wholeheartedly about the Dome Stadium issue. Why in the hell doesn't the NFLPA do something about this, that if a new stadium is built, that they mandate that the damn thing has a dome on it? Why should everybody go out there and have to deal with all? And on top of that, the Pegulas build a team that's like a Ferrari, and they expect it to perform on an inferior racetrack.
Well, it's more like a 78 Rolls Royce. When it's good, it's really good, and when it's bad, it sucks. But I digress.
Wonderful team with these great players that are in tune for this. My point is that I'd like to express is, did they ever think of taking an anonymous survey amongst the players and say, hey, you guys, would you guys rather play in a dome or in this open-air system? And I get it. It's Western New York. Love the situation. Love the Bills Nation. Love everything that's about. I get it. I get that. But it comes a point in time where people like to see the team win.
Well, but you know what? I'm gonna go to what my left-wing friend says. If I'm going to pay money to see the world's finest in the sport of football play their game, I don't want to see the game unduly influenced by factors outside of skill, like the weather. Like, hey, Allen drops back for the pass. He throws it. Oh, my goodness, it just went back 15 yards.
Absolutely. I get it. It's crazy. I mean, look at the, you know, would we all go down and watch the Sabres play if the damn thing, if it was snowing outside all the time?
Well, you know what? It's funny because they did do the one outdoor game. Remember back when they were really good?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I get that. But again, I mean, I get it that everybody wants to go out there and get, you know, have their libations and have a great time and throw themselves through tables. Well, they don't have to stop doing any of that. In fact, you know what? Let's make Buffalo a pro situation where they have more for tailgating, that they have more going on for the Bills Nation.
You know, hold on. I would like to continue this line of discussion because I absolutely want to see a dome. Absolutely, positively want to see a dome. I know Terry Pegula doesn't want it, but you know what? Let's see what Terry Pegula says after tonight if the Bills get shellacked. What if their ground game grinds down? It doesn't do a damn thing, and the Patriots destroy us, destroy the Bills on the field. I wonder if Terry Pegula is going to understand. You know, probably a good idea if you're building a team around Josh Allen, who's going to be here for a few years, you're paying him $1 billion. Well, thereabouts, you kind of want to make it optimal for him to win, right? At least win all the home games, like that great opener against Pittsburgh. Ooh. You know, in ancient Rome, is there any doubt that he would want laurels around him? Like, you remember Gladiator? Is there any doubt that he'd be like the emperor that killed his father? I mean, I'm not indicating parricide in Mr. Poloncarz's lineage, but, I mean, he's such an ambitious individual, and I expect Mark Poloncarz to put on 150 days of games. You know what I mean? Like, come on, I mean, seriously, if you, it just drives me nuts. It drives me absolutely bat poop crazy. Whenever I have to listen, I have the power. I have the power. Veni, vidi, vici. I came, I saw, I conquered. Jan Cassius has a lean and hungry look. I mean, he just, seriously, I mean, every time I see Poloncarz, all I can think of is Commodus, the emperor in Gladiator. Anyway, I like Gladiator movies and Turkish prisons. Okay, the Exergen 7 WBEN forecast. In a word, wind. Right now, 40 degrees, and it feels like 21 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Wind will settle down a little bit, but do you believe we should have a dome stadium in which to have the gladiatorial contests? Gladiators in the new stadium, for it or against it. And I'm talking fights to the death, folks. Could you get behind that? Why not? Here's Paul in Lancaster. I'm being silly now, but, you know, there's really, folks, when it comes to bread and circuses, the ancient Romans had the gladiators. We've got the NFL. I mean, we think we've evolved so much, but we really haven't. What a hit! What a tremendous body blow! And it was a legal hit. The man's head's rolling down the field, but it was a legal hit. Anyway, Paul, go ahead, please.
So, again, Tom, as I said, in an anonymous survey amongst the players, you know, across the country then, if you want to do that, or just in this part in the Bills team, have that survey go out and see how it plays out. If the players want to play in that, so be it. It is what it is. But again, as we had mentioned earlier, I think it compromises the situation in some way, shape, or form. You want to go out there and see your team win? Absolutely. You want to go out there and see the Bills Nation and everybody have a good time? Absolutely. You know, make it a situation where everybody can, you know, if they want to be outside, I mean, build something different, maybe something that's a covered area that's open, you know, even for the players, or ship them into the place there where they practice all the time. I'm sure they're not going to rip that down in the process, and let them experience that on game day. But, you know, again, try to make it a little bit more a nicer situation for the general public that are paying that. And guess what, Tom, you know this, those tickets are going to become a hell of a lot more expensive. It is what it is. That's the part of being in a business world. But I really think it would showcase the city and our team so much better if they had a dome stadium where these guys, as you'd said, ask Josh Allen if he wants, and as much as they're paying those players, I mean, and they're paying them because it's all about timing when it comes with a team. It's all about those fancy wide receivers being able to run their routes and catch the ball from Josh being able to throw it in a situation where it's not being compromised by the wind, so. Or this kicker that we have that does a great job and kicks field goals from all over the place.
Yeah, Bass. Yeah, he's quite talented, and I can't blame him for the ones he missed because it was windy. I'm sorry. Yeah, there was wind that day. Uh-huh.
You know.
Dude, I got to go. I agree with you 100%. Don't put the dome on the stadium in Buffalo. Forget about this He-Man. I want to sit outside in a blizzard with minus 40 wind chill nonsense. I want to see, I mean, if I went to a game, and I gather with people who have the game on TV, even though I don't watch, of course. But I want to see these guys at the best of their abilities, the best of their performances, and something else, too. A Monday Night Football game in Buffalo, what are they going to talk about? The crappy weather. That's what we need.
Right.
That's what we need. In a dome, we wouldn't be talking about it. Now, would we?
Or the players going out.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cough into the microphone. Thank you very much. Thank you kindly for the call. Thank you to Josh Schmidt. I shall not call him Joshua because that's what his mom calls him when she's crass, when he is disobedient. And sometimes he's disobedient with me, and I must chastise him like Commodus in Gladiator, actually. That's how we chastise him. I hug him, I put the knife in his back, and then I send him out to fight. Anyway, thank you very much for all the calls today. It was fun. And thank you for all the kind words on Facebook about my having to put Glenna Cat down today. I always told you guys I would know when it was time, and it was definitely time today. And thank you very kindly for your very kind thoughts and my sympathies to all of you who have been in a similar predicament. And, of course, I mean, it goes without saying, people who have lost people, because they're the most important thing in the world. It is Bowerly on WBEN. Get a chance. Listen to David Bellavia's 1 to 2 o'clock hour today if you want to get the real skinny about this Omicron variant. Listen to Bellavia today, 1 to 2, with that doctor he's got on.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.